Chapter 24. Dialogue with Lucifer. On Sunday, July 28, 2013 at 9 p.m. Lucifer through Michael Christ. I prepared myself for the meditation and immediately felt that someone was contacting me, and this someone also revealed himself right away. Lucifer. I could therefore no longer perform a meditation as suggested by Randy. Hi Lucifer, there you are again. Hi my friend, yes. It's time to talk again. Lucifer. I've been wondering the same thing over and over again lately, and now I'd like to put the question to you. How did it happen that Urantia could go so deep into God remoteness, so deep into lower matter? For this, I have to elaborate a bit. You have understood and internalized the findings of beyond, and I am building on that. In the Urantia book, so many things were twisted, so many lies were added, and so much truth was left out that everything written about me and my followers is only for confusion. Basically, you can consider what was written in the UB about me and my followers as rebels, as a confusion-creating lie. That's all it is. But I cannot and will not blame the responsible writer. For that it is now the time to expose these lies, so that the truth can triumph. We, first of all Caligastia, Dalagastia, Satan, Beelzebub and I, were very quickly taken out of circulation. We were captured shortly after my proclamation and imprisoned with no means of contact with the outside world. Clones were made of each of us that were so deceptively real that almost everyone fell for them. Never, never would I or my followers, never would we have betrayed our beloved Father CM. We knew that he was and is in direct contact with the Creator Source. I have only accused the manipulations of the Universal Administration. I have dared to say that the Master Spirit is not identical with the Creator Source. I have been able to open the eyes of many with my findings, who have then been able to open further eyes. My beloved father knew all this. But he was not yet sovereign. And then the vilest teaching was spread in my name, that of guilt and redemption. Whoever initiated and spread this, loaded a huge consequence on his shoulders. Your whole planet has thereby descended into the farthest God remoteness and deepest matter, which until then was not imaginable, even for us. Caligastia never worked against Adam. The one reported in the UB was a clone who appeared instead of Caligastia. It was also neither I nor Caligastia nor any other of my followers who made this dastardly offer to CM in the desert. This was all so incredibly skillfully foisted upon us. By what authority could I have made such an offer to my beloved father? Me? There were two other so-called rebellions before these events. What has it to do with these? Yes, these were already two attempts to point out the conditions of the universal government at that time. But at that time my father had not even started his first bestowal. People at that time could not succeed with it for many reasons. There were too few supporters for these realizations, and those few were cruelly beaten down. Twice. It is not easy now to recognize those who were sold and foisted upon us as the evil ones, names like Satan and Beelzebub, as champions of law and order, of CM and the Creator Source. You all have to go through this. Whoever wants to get to the truth will not get around these realizations. I have no idea at this time if Caligastia and the others will be called back to their old and rightful positions. This is all a decision of our beloved Father CM, who is in complete alignment with the Creator Source. I still have a lot of work to do. I have many libraries to go through. Much of the records were scattered all over the big universe, so that no one could find them and perhaps piece together the puzzle. Much has been irretrievably lost, and I can only derive evidence from third-party documents. But that will be enough. Finally, you Agondanter have also made an unimaginably great achievement, which also flows into the chain of evidence. One last question about my position at this time, if I can. Gladly. Which side was I on? When I took my oath of allegiance, my vow, my pledge of allegiance to CM, what did it refer to? You were already then. And put yourself in the service of CM and many others. Likewise. You and also the others could not be fooled by the Master Spirit who he intends to be. All of you. You could not be fooled. The only thing you can be fooled with is that you can be befuddled here on Urantia, because you have to forget your origin, who and what you are, in order to be here. Some, like Candace and others, have been successfully befuddled. They have failed for this mission. You, however, have not been fooled in the 3D dress either. You made that pledge to see him then, recognizing that he, not the universal government, and not the Master Spirit, is in constant and full connection with the Creator Source. You have clearly decided for CM. So am I a rebel? Rebel? Your humor is not easy to understand. You are a, of, on the way to, who stands up for the truth. Rebellious, is not what I would call it. You are many fighters for my beloved father. Keep your eyes and ears open and see him in your hearts. The indictment will be ready soon. You know you can always ask me for help with this. Yes, it is not fun in this density, but you are more protected than you are above. So fight from your position. All right. Thank you for your time. See you soon.